faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, the Man of Steel miraculously effects his own escape from the evil clutches of George Latimer, unaware that the administered deadly kryptonite has made his mind a complete blank.
Bet there are a lot of signatures I could get for this statement that the Pep comic buttons of the new series are knockouts. Get yourself a package of Kellogg's Pep and see for yourself. See the way those bright colors stand out against the gleaming white background, the clear, sharply outlined pictures of familiar comic strip favorites, and how true to life these funny paper characters are, just like in the comic strips. Don't miss out on one of these 18 different buttons. Make sure that you collect Mama Destross and Fat Stuff, Little Joe, Superman, and all the rest. Get in on the fun when your friends swap duplicates and sport your jacket or dress or cap with your collection of Pep comic buttons pinned on for everybody to see, and stick around when it's time to open a new package of Kellogg's Pep to find out which button's inside. That's the only way you can get these terrific prizes. You don't send it any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's a comic button inside every package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Pour yourself a bowl of those golden toasted whole wheat flakes every morning for breakfast and get a load of that catchy sunshine flavor, the crisp freshness of this super delicious cereal. For prize eating and exciting prizes, get P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. By means of a jagged piece of kryptonite, a strange metallic substance which robs Superman of all his strength when brought within 10 feet of him, Big George Latimer, a crooked politician, weakened him and then transported him to a hideout. Determined to destroy the Man of Steel, Latimer called in Dr. Marsh, a brilliant brain specialist who had worked for the Nazis. And after analyzing the kryptonite, Marsh determined that if Superman were given doses of it in liquid form, it would make him a broken wreck within 24 hours. To Latimer's delight, Superman became dazed after the first dose and was unable to recognize his arch enemy. Meanwhile, the famous Batman received word that Candy Myers, the private detective, whose aid he had enlisted in the search for Superman, had discovered a clue. And as we continue now, Batman has arrived at a village 20 miles from Metropolis, where he has been met by Candy Myers. Listen.
All right, talk fast, Candy. What's this clue you picked up?
It's a hot one, Batman, I think.
Well, what is it? Give.
A man named Wilkins, a small-time cattle dealer, saw three guys in a car come out of the lane from the old mill yesterday.
Oh? When yesterday?
About 3:30 in the afternoon. Robin says that's just about the time Latimer and his goons shot the motor out of your plane and sent you into a spin.
That's right. Robin picked me up when we got to the mill a little after 4. But Latimer had flown the coop by that time. And unless I'm wrong, they had Superman with them.
Could be.
But where'd they go?
To another hideout, I figure.
Sure, but where? Doggone it, Candy, I thought you had a hot clue.
Keep your shirt on. The kid thinks his old man knows where they went.
What kid? What old man? For heaven's sake, Candy.
The Wilkins kid, the cattle dealers.
Oh?
I got this information from him. Like I say, he thinks his old man knows where Latimer, if that's who it was, went.
Well, what are we waiting for? Where's Wilkins? Let's find him
and get... Take it easy, will you? He's out in the country buying some cattle. He's due back here any time now. Robin went with the boy to meet him and bring him here. Well, I stuck around to meet you.
Okay, this may be the break we need. Wilkins might be the answer to our prayers. Keep your fingers crossed.
As Batman and Candy Myers wait anxiously for the cattle dealer, Big George Latimer has just climbed to the hayloft of the barn in which Superman is imprisoned. Lying half-propped against a wall, his blue costume and red cape replaced by a grimy suit of overalls, the Man of Steel looks about him blankly, a dazed expression in his eyes. On the floor, less than 2 feet away, is the jagged piece of kryptonite, a bit smaller now, but glowing with a deep, unearthly green light, and draining every ounce of strength from Superman's body. Watching him intently is the swarthy, owl-eyed Dr. Marsh. Gus, one of Big George Latimer's henchmen, sits nearby.
How's it going, Doctor?
Excellently, Mr. Latimer. I've just given our muscular friend a second dose of the liquefied kryptonite.
Well, what happened?
He is now in a state similar to what may be called amnesia. He has no memory of the past or even of his own identity.
He hasn't, eh? Let's see. You, mister. Huh? What's your name?
My name?
Yes, your name. What is it?
I don't remember.
You see?
How do you like that? He don't even know he's...
Shut up, Gus. Come over here a minute, though.
Certainly, Mr. Latimer. You are satisfied with the results?
Not yet. You say he's in a state of amnesia?
Yeah. The two doses of liquefied kryptonite have numbed a section of his brain.
I've heard of people with amnesia being cured. Sometimes a good shock will snap them out of it.
That is true, but we have just begun the treatment. As we continue the doses every 2 hours, Superman's brain, or rather a specific section of it, will become permanently blocked off, paralyzed.
Permanently, you say?
Yeah. For the rest of his life, you'll be unable to remember anything.
Look here, what's...
You're right.
I would stake my life on it.
You are staking your life, Doctor. Make no mistake about that. Well, you don't need me around here for a while. I'll be leaving you.
Leaving us? Why?
Don't worry. Nobody will find this place. And I'll be back. I have to go to Metropolis for a while. Gus.
Yeah, boss.
You stay up here and don't let him out of your sight till I get back. Make sure that kryptonite doesn't move. Understand?
Sure. Okay, boss.
You said you were driving to Metropolis yesterday with a truckload of cattle when these three men in a car came out of the lane leading from the old mill.
That's right, Batman. Like I told Mr. Myers, the old mill has been shut up for years, so I wasn't expecting nobody to be coming out of the lane.
Well, of course. Did you get a look at the men in the car?
Not much of a look right then, Mr. Myers, but I got a pretty good look at him later, though.
When was this, Mr. Wilkins?
About half an hour later, I'd say. I just come over the long hill outside this village when I noticed a car parked half off the highway.
Yes?
Three fellas were out of the car, and they flagged me down. Seems like they had a flat, and their jack wasn't no good. They wanted me to lend them mine. They were the same fellas almost turned me over back at the old mill road.
You're sure they were the same ones?
Yep. I recognized a big red-faced fella. He was smoking a cigar, and he did all the talking.
Latimer to a T, Batman.
Sounds like him, Candy. What about the other two men, Mr. Wilkins?
Well, one was kind of a tough-looking fella. The other was a little bald-headed squirt. Nervous as a colt getting his first bridle on.
That's Blake, Latimer's secretary.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you notice anyone else or anything in the car?
Nope, I didn't.
They must have had Superman on the floor.
Hmm? What's that? Did you say Superman?
Never mind, Mr. Wilkins. Just tell us what happened. Now, you said they wanted to borrow your jack.
Yeah, but I told them I didn't have no jack with me.
Oh, then you just left them on the road. You don't know where they went afterwards.
Sure I do.
You do? Where?
Hey, hear that thunder? They're in for some more rain.
Do you say you know where they went, Mr. Wilkins?
Well, I know where they turned off the highway, and so they must have gone just beyond Maple Creek.
Maple Creek? Where's that?
Oh, about 20 miles north of here.
Jumpin' Jemima, step on the starter, and let's get going, Batman.
Okay, Candy. Pick up Robin and go after Latimer. This may be the payoff.
Backing the powerful Batmobile away from the curb, Batman sends it surging up the street to pick up Robin and take up the trail of Big George Latimer. We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
And now here's a call for fellows to help on a really important job. This is the time of year when you like spending your holidays picnicking and hiking in the woods. And it's also the time of year when the danger from forest fires is greatest. So you're really Johnny on the spot when it comes to protecting our woods and forests. You can appoint yourself a guardian of the valuable trees and lumber, and in that way you'll help save that lumber for needed homes. And here's what to watch out for. Keep an eagle eye out for careless, thoughtless folks who travel through our forests, either motoring or on foot, leaving in their trail a lighted match carelessly thrown away, a cigarette left burning near twigs, a campfire left unguarded. That's the kind of thing that causes 9 out of 10 forest fires. So here are some rules to guide you on your job of protecting our forests. Crush out all cigarettes and cigars that you see carelessly thrown away. Break matches in two after using them, and drown all campfires. Then stir the embers and pour on still more water. Remember, when you're out in the woods, you're Johnny on the spot to prevent forest fires. And that's an important job. It's a man-sized job.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As we continue now, rain beats steadily on the roof of a deserted barn in the country where Superman, garbed in grimy overalls and not knowing who or where he is, lies helpless in a hayloft, unable to move because of the green glowing kryptonite a few feet away. He shakes his head dazedly as Gus, who is guarding him, taunts him.
Look at you. Used to be the strongest guy in the world. Now I can smack you in the face and you can't do nothing.
Who did you say I used to be?
Don't you wish you knew?
Now tell me. Tell me, please. Who am I?
Sandy Claus.
Oh?
Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, now look, that doesn't make sense.
Boy, ain't this something. Doc Marsh is a whiz, that's what.
Doc Marsh? Who's he?
He's your hoodoo, stupid.
My what? Please, I don't.
Reapers, listen to that thunder. Look at that lightning. Real summer storm, all right.
Now tell me, please. Who am I?
You're, Hey, that one was close. What the? Jeepers, what's happened?
A tree fell on the roof. It shook the whole building.
A tree?
Yes. Why, this is strange. I feel much stronger suddenly. Look, I can stand up.
What the? Holy smokes, the hunk of kryptonite, where is it?
The what? Look, I can walk.
Stay away from me.
No, wait a minute.
Stay away.
Wait, please,
stay
don't
away.
Go. No, I want to talk to
no,
you.
No, no, don't
please.
Touch me.
Wait a minute.
Help.
It's funny, he's screaming for help and running out of the barn. Did he think I was going to hurt him?
Something strange has happened to me.
A moment ago, I felt so weak, I couldn't move. Now, I feel strong, as if I could move mountains. Yes, there's only one trouble. I don't know who I am. I've got to find out, but how?
Freed from the deadly strength-draining influence of the piece of kryptonite which has rolled out of range when a tree fell on the barn roof, Superman has once again regained his enormous strength and curious powers. But something is missing. His memory. He does not know who he is, or why, instead of being attired in the red cape and blue costume of Superman, he is wearing ragged overalls. He is suffering from what Dr. Marsh called a form of amnesia. Where will this lead him? Not knowing he is Superman, remembering nothing of his past, where will he go? What adventures will he encounter? Fellows and girls, we're about to begin the most amazing and exciting of all of Superman's adventures. So be sure to hear every thrill-packed episode from today on. Tune in tomorrow and every day, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Can you identify a yellow-headed blackbird? Well, you can if you're collecting those full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles. You'll want to collect all 24 in the series, and you'll want the fun of trading duplicates with your pals, and you'll want the colorful album, too, so that you can paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. That's Crumbles, those crinkly, sort of sweet and metal-rich shreds of good whole wheat. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.